Preface in Chapters 1 and 2 of The Way of All Flesh. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Rhonda Fetterman. The Way of All Flesh by Samuel Butler. Preface. Samuel Butler began to write The Way of All Flesh about the year 1872, and was engaged upon it intermittently until 1884. It is therefore, to a great extent, contemporaneous with Life and Habit, and may be taken as a practical illustration of the theory of heredity embodied in that book. He did not work on it after 1884, but for various reasons he postponed its publication. He was occupied in other ways, and he professed himself dissatisfied with it as a whole, and always intended to rewrite, or at any rate, revise it. His death in 1902 prevented him from doing this, and on his deathbed he gave me clearly to understand that he wished it to be published in its present form. I found that the manuscript of the fourth and fifth chapters had disappeared, but by consulting and comparing various notes and sketches which remained among his papers, I have been able to supply the missing chapters in a form which I believe does not differ materially from that which he finally adopted. With regard to the chronology of the events recorded, the reader will do well to bear in mind that the main body of the novel is supposed to have been written in the year 1867, and the last chapter added as a postscript in 1882. R. A. Streatfeild. Chapter 1. When I was a small boy at the beginning of the century, I remember an old man who wore knee breeches and worsted stockings, and who used to hobble about the street of our village with the help of a stick. He must have been getting on for 80 in the year 1807, earlier than which date I suppose I can hardly remember him, for I was born in 1802. A few white locks hung about his ears, his shoulders were bent and his knees feeble, but he was still hale, and was much respected in our little world of Paleham. His name was Pontifex. His wife was said to be his master. I have been told she brought him a little money, but it cannot have been much. She was a tall, square-shouldered person. I have heard my father call her a Gothic woman, who had insisted on being married to Mr. Pontifex when he was young and too good-natured to say nay to any woman who wooed him. The pair had lived not unhappily together, for Mr. Pontifex's temper was easy, and he soon...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?